This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The government accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said a high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders including political parties and experts. The minister informed that the government has approved Chandrayaan 4 mission and Venus Orbiter mission to give boost to the country's science and technology sector. The union minister informed that the government has approved Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan with a total outlay of 79,156 crore rupees. He said this scheme will improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities by developing enabling infrastructure, ensuring economic empowerment, access to quality education and health. Mr. Vaishnaw said this will cover around 63,000 villages benefiting more than 5 crore tribal people. It will cover 549 districts and 2,740 blocks spread across all tribal majority villages across the country. Mr. Vaishnaw also announced that the government has approved nutrient-based subsidy rate for Rabi season 2024-2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the cabinet has given its nod for establishment of the National Center of Excellence for Animation, Visual Effects, Gaming, Comics and Extended Reality, that is AVGCXR, to enhance India's soft power globally and attract foreign investment by positioning India as a content hub for providing state-of-the-art content. The minister said the Union Cabinet has also approved a biotechnology research innovation and entrepreneurship development scheme with the new component, namely biomanufacturing and biofoundry. He said the proposed outlay for the implementation of the unified scheme BioRide is 9,197 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the cabinet accepting the recommendations of the high-level committee on simultaneous elections is an important step towards making the Indian democracy even more vibrant and participative. The four-day mega event World Food India 2024 will begin from today in New Delhi. Food Processing Industries Ministry said over 90 countries, 26 states and union territories and 18 central ministries will participate in the event. Jammu and Kashmir has recorded the highest voter turnout in the last 35 years with over 61% polling in the first phase of assembly polls yesterday. Voting was peaceful across all 24 assembly constituencies spanning 7 districts of Pulwama, Shopian, Kulgaon, Kishtwar, Anantnag, Ramban and Doda. The Election Commission noted that youth and women voters shone brightly at the polling stations, a testament to the deepening embrace of democracy in J&K. It added that their enthusiasm to cast their votes is an emphatic response in favor of the ballot against boycotts and violence. Long queues of voters at the polling station showcased to the world the deep trust and confidence of the people of J&K in the democratic exercise. Along with webcasting in all polling stations, 32 central observers kept a vigilant eye on the election process on the ground, ensuring no disruptions. Kashmiri migrant voters were also empowered to exercise their franchise through 24 special polling stations set up in Jammu, Udhampur and Delhi. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has announced that the government has decided to reduce the patent registration fee by 80% for startups, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs, academic institutions and individuals. He made this announcement after inaugurating the artificial intelligence and machine learning tools for trademark searches and the IP Sarthi chatbot in New Delhi yesterday. 9 Indian weightlifters will compete at the IWF Junior World Weightlifting Championships 2024 in Lyon, Spain starting today. The Indian team includes 3 men and 6 women. And in Lebanon, at least 32 people have been killed and thousands injured in a series of explosions on Tuesday and Wednesday. The blasts involved communication devices, some of which are used by the armed group Hezbollah. According to the country's health ministry, the death toll from Wednesday's walkie-talkie explosions in Lebanon has risen to at least 20. And that is the end of this news bulletin.